Hey, Esmeralda, do you like pickles?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Really enjoy pickles.
I love pickles. I do. I adore them. You know, it was really funny. Years ago, Oprah had Matthew McConaughey on the show. And I can't remember. I think he was like promoting, you know, one of the four rom-coms that he did, which I'm sure will not show up on that list. Any of them will show up on the pace list that we're going to be talking about. Could have been like for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or Failure to Launch or any of those, like that period where McConaughey in the mid-2000s was doing pretty bad romantic comedies back to back to back to back. Anyway, Oprah did a thing, went to his house, and he's like, well, you can check out my kitchen. And they go into the kitchen. He's like, all right, I'm going to open my fridge now. You can see what's in my fridge. And he opens up the fridge, like 9,000 different jars of pickles.
Different brands?
Brands, styles, you know, like all kind, like every kind of flavored pickle from different countries. He's like, nah, I like some pickles, man.
So, goodness.
Yeah. So a listener sent the audio of this to Andy, was my producer at the time. He sent the audio to this of him expounding on how much he loves pickles. And so we played it on the air because it's Matthew McConaughey talking about pickles. So anyway, when we come back, Esmeralda, this is not straight up pickles. These are products that taste and smell like pickles.
Wait, why would you? Okay. You just eat pickles. But
you could eat pickles, but if you want to have a special experience, here are some products that taste and smell like pickles. In case you can't just go out to the store and get a jar of Vlasics for yourself.
So all the pickle taste, but none of the
pickle mess. I don't
there
know.
There you go.
I have no idea. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about pickles and stuff that tastes like pickles right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. How's everybody doing? It's Tuesday. That means two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Tuesday, two. And you can get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We'll play them a little bit later on. Text them in, 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about romantic comedies later in the show in honor of my screening of Say Anything tonight. And Jim Liskowski is going to join us after 2:30. We're going to talk about his podcast, Voices and Visions, talk about some other stuff, and then we'll kick off the best debut albums of all time talk with him and continue it after 3, and we open up the phone lines and text lines to you guys talking about great debut albums. All right, so before the break, Dan, are you a fan of pickles?
I enjoy them. I don't go out of my way to purchase them a la McConaughey, but...
yeah, I don't think a lot of people have as many jars of pickles in their fridge. I have 2 jars of pickles in my fridge right now, and I enjoy pickles very, like, ridiculous amount. But all right, Esmeralda, these are products that taste and smell like pickles. See if you would buy any of these. And we're not, this isn't an officially would Esmeralda buy that segment, the pickle edition. That's would Esmeralda buy that, the pickle edition. All right, how about this? It's $6. Would you buy pickle tasting lip balm?
Hmm. No.
It says the 2.5-inch tube boasts a strong dill flavor that may lead to some vinegary but soft lips.
Yeah, I don't know if I like just dill.
Yeah. Okay.
And then vinegar isn't really a flavor I want.
Sure.
All the time.
But vinegar and dill are kind of the flavors that... are pickles. That's what pickles...
Yeah, but there's something... You know what it is? It's not going to linger.
Yeah.
When you eat a pickle, it doesn't linger that long.
No.
But if you have on a lip balm...
Maybe if you just bite into a pickle and then rub it all over your lips.
That would not... Throw in some sort of oil to moisturize, then maybe.
Okay. How about pickle-flavored mints? $6.
See, but then... Would you have pickle breath?
I don't know. Maybe, I guess. It says each green tin comes with 100 dill-flavored mints that will give your mouth a fresh-from-the-jar smell. So there you go. So you'll have pickle breath. That's always a pleasant aroma. All right. How about this one? This one kind of intrigues me. I got to say. Pickle-flavored Pop Rocks. This one I got to say, kind of intrigues me.
See, that could be interesting because you could mix the Pop Rock flavors with pickles.
Oh, that would be really. Yeah, so you got a cherry pickle. It says people
that could work.
People who love both candy and pickles will want to pick up these off-brand Pop Rocks, which promise to be, quote-unquote, not only a barrel of fun, but also delicious. See what they did? Pickle-flavored Doritos.
With the cheese?
I'm not really sure.
Well, I guess pickles and cheese.
Yeah, I mean, when you get a cheeseburger, you put pickles on it, sure. Doritos may not have the flavor breadth of other brands, Lay's, for example, but they do have some quirks. The intense pickle flavor claims to add a zing to your meal. They're available now. All of this stuff, by the way, is available on Amazon so far. The pickled-flavored Doritos. But by the way, according to this, it's $9.
For the Doritos?
That's what it says. It says
$9. Is it a family-sized bag?
It better be like a 4 months' worth.
A Sam's Club bag?
$9 for a bag of Doritos? That's ridiculous.
I will just get Doritos.
And then pour pickle juice in it.
Or just eat them with the pickles, but okay. Yeah.
Put a slice of pickle on the, like a little.
Dip them in the juice.
Like a little hors d'oeuvre. Put a little slice of pickle, a little dill slice. Pickle-flavored vodka. Now, this would be good for Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Any fan of the Pickleback knows that alcohol and pickles are a match made in heaven. You can get your booze with your pickle juice in the same shot glass, thanks to chilled dills.
Yeah, or a dirty martini.
Yep.
It's just salty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When I made when I was bartending, I made Bloody Marys. I'd always throw pickle juice in. Always. How about a pickle-flavored gummy? Why settle for a boring bag of gummy bears when you can enjoy a 4.5-ounce gummy that looks and tastes like a real dill pickle? It's $11, Esmeralda.
Oh, wait, but this is a gummy.
It's like gummy bears.
In the shape of a pickle.
Yeah.
That tastes like a pickle.
Right.
What? Again, you could just get a pickle.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Unless you like the texture of gummies.
Right.
You're missing that gummy texture in your regular foods.
How about pickle-scented soap? Now shower time can smell like a New York deli with these realistic gherkin pickle soaps. They come in packs of 12. $7. Well, that's the first one. That's the first one that's reasonably priced.
Yeah, but why would you want to smell like a pickle?
I'm not sure. If you let, maybe if you, we should send this stuff to McConaughey. How about a pickle flavored candle? Has Veronica done a pickle flavored candle? That's a good one.
I hope not.
If you're trying to set the right ambiance for a date, you might want to recommend this pickle scented candle. It's green. It's an 8-ounce candle. It comes in a metal tin for easy storage. $25. All right, here we go. About this, pickle-flavored toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2.5-ounce tube. It could make a good gag gift. Again, $10. $10! A 2.5-ounce tube of pickle toothpaste, $10.
See, that's the thing of even if it was a joke that I got that, I would still use it. Because I'm like, I don't want to waste all this toothpaste.
Yeah.
Even though it tastes like pickles.
And it's $10. You don't want to waste the $10 for a tube of toothpaste.
Right.
Gumballs. Pickle-flavored gumballs. Blow some green salty bubbles with this novelty bubble gum. Each tin contains roughly 22 brined gumballs, $4.
They not in the shape of a pickle?
I would imagine. They're gumballs. I would imagine that they're round, like regular gumballs. Why does it say roughly 22 brine gumballs? What does that mean? Like,
it's machines and things. I don't think the machines are exactly counting out 22.
How about a pickled icicle? An ice pop. So like a popsicle, placed like a pickle.
Instead of frozen pickle.
Yeah, just get a frozen pickle. Is right. Pickle flavored sports drink.
That makes sense.
It does. It does because pickle juice is like a. Runners use it so their muscles don't cramp up and stuff.
Or you can just drink it because you like salty pickle juice.
So, but you can get a sports drink tasted like that. And again, the sports drink right here, $13.
It's your electrolytes.
You got to replace it. You got to replenish it.
Right.
And then finally, pickle-flavored popcorn. You can find this at Walmart. The Zippy Dill taste works just as well as salt and vinegar on chips. You can get a huge case with 12 bags of organic pickled popcorn online, because you're definitely going to want to share. And that case of popcorn costs you $45.
I think Trader Joe's does one, too.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. So, well, there you go, Esmeralda. Mark, you know, any of those pique your interest?
Just going to smell, taste like a pickle.
Like a pickle. That's what everybody wants to do in life. All right. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up. Jim Liskowski, the host of Voices and Visions podcast, is going to join us right after the news.